So often what we have is we have something drawn from the natural level to illustrate something spiritual. So Swedenborg here is talking about the convivial conversation and how that helps with digestion. He talks about that here and in other places as well. But the thing is to illustrate the point, which is the spiritual reality that we need to be aware of. So I think what stood out for me with regard to that was that when we eat or partake of the word through our practice with the group in mind, it opens the means by which that can be digested and then brought to the group in a way that can nourish us all. So that's kind of the idea that was sitting with me around food. Eating by oneself or eating with others. So you have this contrast given as to the benefits of eating with others in conversation, and speaking and listening is what was spoken about. But if you think about that from a process and practice point of view, often with logopraxis, when people first come and at different states when they're active for us all, we work with the word to work on ourselves. So we're kind of eating alone in that sense, where the focus is our own growth and regeneration. But if we move to thinking about the group as we work, so we're working individually, but we're thinking about the group, then other possibilities, other forms of good are able to be drawn out of those memory knowledges. So you start working in a way which is nourishing a greater sense of the neighbor than just me as an individual. It now becomes the group itself, and by association, the spiritual associates that's with every member of the group as well. So it starts just expanding out. So the word expands out. So we move from pasture to its uptake and digestion that feeds a lot more than what we can see so far as our own limited scope goes. So it's about shifting from working for oneself, that's eating individually, to working on oneself for the sake of others, knowing that it's the Lord who offers us the gift of our work and what we draw from it, but it is not just for us, it's to support others in the group as well. So in logopraxis, we often talk about the fact that what we're drawn to in the text is under providence, which both manages to nurture and sustain ourselves in that, but also for the sake of the group. And we don't know who it's for, how it's going to meet them, what it's going to support them through. The Lord alone knows that. So that's the aspect of teaching around food in relation to the work we're engaged with here.